Smart Podcast. Commentary. Borrow. Hello, friends. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I take my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So in 2022, my wife decided to give me this deck of cards called Kickstart Creativity over the holiday season. And I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. Why is my wife giving me this deck of cards on creativity? I mean, am I not, you know, the head instigator of creativity? And I opened them up during the holiday and you know, obviously thanked my wife for them. And we're celebrating 10 years of wedded bliss. Yay for us. It's September 2023. But these 50 cards, and they come from Bonnie Smith Whitehouse. The links will be in the show notes there for you. But they're 50 cards divided into three different sections, action, intention, and perspective cards. And they really help you with your creativity. They give you some great ideas. They give you some great topics to, you know, ponder. And what I've decided to do here in 2023 is each week I go through one card. Except for April and November. April is National Poetry Writing Month, and November is National Novel Writing Month. So I'll be doing those activities in those months, which I do every year. But throughout the rest of the year, you know, once a week, I'm coming to you on Sunday mornings. Yay, early Sunday mornings. It's the only time I have kind of to myself, so... I like to think about these ideas. I'll pick the card on Sunday after I get done with the podcast, and I'll think about that card throughout the whole week and try to find things that connect and try to be mindful and intentional for that whole week. So the thing with these cards, and they're kind of funky looking, and for those of you that are listening, you can go over to my YouTube channel. It's in the show notes. And take a look at the stuff and take a look at my beautiful mug. Today, I'm not wearing glasses because it feels like a day that I don't need to wear glasses. Don't know why. I'm going to go with it. Anyhow, these cards have a couple of different parts to them. The first part on these cards is what I call the kernel of knowledge. So it's just like a one quick sentence that sets kind of the mood for the card. And so for borrow, which is our topic this week, it says, borrow ideas, themes, and techniques from your creative idols. Now, my creative idols are wide and various. I'm a big fan of John Coltrane in music, in writing, Saul Williams for poetry, Philip K. Dick for sci-fi, you know, and for novels, Andrew Vox. He has a wonderful series, a Burke novel series. And as far as the audio format, excuse me, I have a few. I have Joe Frank, who did radio drama kind of stuff, and also, Ken Nordine, Chicago native, yay Ken, yay Chicago. He was doing audio soundscapes, audio pieces back in the 50s and 60s is where he started off with this whole word jazz thing. And what I do is I listen to it, I'm entertained by it, but then I try to learn from it. And then with podcasting, number of heroes, number of idols that I have, which is Dave Jackson, Harry Duran, Ian Chillog with the Everything is Alive podcast. So there's a lot of folks out there that I look at their ideas, I listen to their ideas, and then I try to incorporate that. So You know, when we borrow these kind of things, you know, we're paying a bit of homage to it, and we are helping others discover that stuff. So on the back of the card, you have a few different things that you can look at. Before we go to the back of the card, though, I am a huge fan of, you know, getting good definitions for whatever it is that we're discussing. So our definition comes to us from the wonderful folks at Cambridge Dictionary, who are not, they're not sponsoring this episode. They should, though. Call up Cambridge Dictionary, look them up in the dictionary, and give them a holler. Let them know I'm doing them some good work here. But anyhow, I just like their definitions a little bit better. So what borrow means to them is to get or receive something from someone with the intention of giving it back after a period of time, to take and use a word or an idea from another language or piece of work, or to take something from someone with the intention of giving back after using it. And the first part and the last part of the definition, I really enjoy that. You know, we're taking from somebody, whatever it is, the inspiration, the idea, and then we're giving it back to them. That's the important part, is giving it back. How do we give it back? Well, you know, we cite our sources. We let people know, hey, these are the people that I enjoy. These are the people that I got my ideas from, and being, you know, open and honest about that, and maybe exposing others to, you know, the person that you got the idea from is going to be great for that person. It helps, because at some point you're going to inspire somebody. Your work is going to your work is going to be the work that we talk about, whether it's now as a living artist or after you pass away. Somebody's going to be inspired by your work, especially if you put it out there for people to see. Hint, hint. So make sure that you're putting your work out there so that way other people can experience it and be inspired by it. Because when they're inspired by it, if they're ethical about it, they're going to point it back to, hey, this is the guy, or this is the gal, or this is the piece that inspired this piece. And, you know, there's the old saying of there's nothing new underneath the sun. Well, yes and no. There is nothing new underneath the sun, but except for your perspective of it. And that's what the world needs. We need your perspective of whatever it is that inspired you. You know, for me, I look at, you know, paintings. I read a number of books. As you can see, my wife reads way more. But as you can see, you know, I do study. I do try to find things in other people's work that I can incorporate into mine. And then I let people know, hey, I got the idea for this from X, Y, and Z. So that's the giving it back. That's the pointing people to where the original source is. And that's really important, because some people are like me. Some people are weird like me. And we want to find, you know, we want to follow the path back as far as we can. When I started doing a little bit of genealogy for my family, one side of my family I could find a lot of information towards. The other side I couldn't, but I took that information back to like the 1300s, the 1200s. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. And you know, with modern technology, we can go back and find these things. They're stored somewhere online. So that's a great thing about living in the age that we live in. So, you know, with Cambridge Dictionary, the whole thing is giving it back. I was talking to one of my daughters before we started up this podcast this morning. And she and I were doing a fake podcast, and I was like, "Well, what does borrowing mean to you?" And she was saying something along the lines of, "Well, you know, at lunchtime, you know, trying other people's treats," and I'm like, "That's sampling. How about borrowing? Like borrow from a library, borrow a book from a library." And she's like, "Oh yeah, that's really important. And you got to give the book back." And I was like, "You got the point." So if my daughter can get the point, you can get the point. Guarantee she's a little bit younger than you are. So So we're going to move on to the next section of the card, and these are on all the cards. You know, the kernel of knowledge, there's three challenges that we'll talk about later, and then kind of this piece to the card, which is, you know, a short paragraph about some things you might want to think about when contemplating whatever the topic is. This week it happens to be borrowing. And it says, though many of us believe we must make, say, and do something original at all times, not a single one of us arrives into this world with our talents and tastes fully developed. Everyone grows and learns by imitating those who have come before. Borrow and be inspired by the great lineage of makers who've paved the way. Your particular brand of curiosity, experience, and awareness marks your creation as your own. So it's one of those things that, you know, what you add to it, whatever that idea is, whether you're inspired, you know, after viewing this or listening to this to start a podcast, you're going to do it in your own way. Maybe this is the podcast that inspires you to go ahead and do that. But more than likely, you're going to want to add your own little spin to it. And that's what's going to make it your own. That's what makes it original, what you add to it. Because let's say you're looking at, let's say you're a musician and you're listening to John Coltrane and you're inspired by him. Okay. He got his inspiration from people before him and they got theirs from people before them. And now you are getting your inspiration from him to do that music. So I would say to be ethical about it, say, hey, listen, this is inspired by John Coltrane's whatever piece it is, and then put your spin on it. I mean, you can even, you know, and this happens a lot in jazz, people will take that song and then totally put their spin on it. We're going to go with John Coltrane again, My Favorite Things. Okay. That's a, you know, a nice Broadway musical melody. But when you listen to his version of it, or versions actually, because there's a number of them, and one version I like, it goes on for like 45 minutes with Eric Dolphy doing a flute solo in the middle of it. Go figure. When you hear his version, you can hear a lot of different things with it, a lot of phrases emphasized in a different way. You can hear where he's exploring, where he is poking out and trying to find new things in a very, you know, it was a pop song at the time. So he was taking it and making it his own. I think he was really successful with it. You know, he pays homage to it and he does what he does with it and tries to put his own spin, you know, what he hears with it. When I was in college, my big thing, and I haven't done this yet, and I really need to do it, was with Hamlet. I remember the first time I heard Shakespeare, and it's just like a wall of words coming at me that I didn't, you know, a wall of ideas and words that I didn't quite get. And I wanted to do a thing where, and I still may do this, where all of the pieces, all of the lines of Hamlet are read at the same time, are acted out or read at the same time. And I think Hamlet has the most lines in that piece. Go figure, the play is named after him. But, you know, when everyone, you know, when a character finishes their piece, they go off the stage or they die on stage. And it goes all the way up till the very end where Hamlet is the last person to die because he's got the most lines. And just the cacophony of noise coming at you, you know, hey, it's Hamlet. It's all the words of Hamlet right there, just in a different order. And in a way that I experienced it. So that's, you know, being inspired by Shakespeare and then also being inspired by the avant-garde and the surrealists. You know, where we take stuff and change it. You know, we take the normal and mess it up, shall we say. That's one of my things that I would eventually like to do. And maybe that's a goal that I set for myself in the new year. in 2024. Let's make that happen. Okay, so we're going to move on to the challenges. And challenges are kind of short this time around. And the first challenge is, whose work inspires you? And now, here's the thing. How is that a challenge? But I think what the challenge is stating is, actually, you know, write it down, put it out in the universe, maybe paint the portrait of the folks that inspire you, or sketch them out, or do something with it. But yeah, that's where I'm going to take that challenge at. Who inspires you? Well, I've already told you a number of people that inspire me, and then inspire my work, and then influence my work. So, out there in, you know, YouTube land or the audio world there, who inspires you? And there's going to be somebody that inspires you, because, you know, we aren't born with all of this knowledge consciously. Unconsciously, because I believe in a collective unconsciousness, it's there for us to tap into, but we need to learn how to tap into it. That's the thing with it. So, the knowledge is there for you, but who are the people? I wanted to say, who are the people in your neighborhood, but I'm not going to do that one. But whose work inspires you? When we say it out loud, then we go, oh yeah, that person does inspire me. And maybe we think of something new that we got inspired by that, you know, kind of went to us subliminally. Who knows? But when we put it out there, when we actually bring it into the world and go, this person inspires me, then we have something to do with that. Then we have to do something with that. We have to go, okay, what about their work inspires me? And that goes into the second challenge. Name five characteristics you or your group most want to be known for, and list and make a list of the trailblazers who embody them. So when we name our heroes, when we name our people that inspire us, why do they inspire us? You know, what are the things that we want to be known for? And are those things, you know, is somebody else known for one of those things or two of those things? And why are they known for them? And kind of go into a deep dive on those that inspire us. The last challenge is imitate something you love, whether it's a recipe, a poem, an illusion, or something else. So, you know, I'm going to challenge you here this week and, you know, to go ahead and whatever it is, pay homage to one person that inspires you. Whether you're writing a poem in their style, or whether you're making a song in their style, or doing a painting in their style, whatever that is for you, go ahead and make something that is an homage to that person. Maybe this title of this one should have been homage. No, that's for a different time. But that is how we can take that inspiration from that original object, whatever it was, and that's how we can give it back. And we give it back to the future generations for other people to discover it and to follow that line. And, you know, help people follow that line, because sometimes the line can get really murky and our memories can get really murky. And so make sure that you're helping people connect the dots, future generations, that is. Just a few points for you to consider. How do we, you know, get inspired by somebody? Well, we need to study them and we need to learn from them. So, you know, read up, listen up, go to museums and expose yourself to all the work of the person that you're interested in as much as you can. Study them. You're not going to get a grade for this. Okay. I'm not going to test you. I'm not going to smack your hand at the end of the day and go, oh, you didn't study hard enough. Study and learn from that person, especially if you're having a hard time with whatever creation that you're trying to do, whatever idea or thing you're trying to bring into the world. Study that person, see how they did it, and see if you can incorporate some of the things that they've done. Another point, give credit where credit is due. Don't steal, borrow. big difference. When we steal, we go, oh, no, this is totally my idea entirely. No, totally me. No, yeah, nothing. Give credit where credit is due. Take the idea and make sure that you're making that line of inspiration easy to follow for future generations. Transform and combine. So you have a unique set of skills. Movie lines, they come to me all the time. But you do have a unique set of skills and experiences. So let's say you're, you know, painting a dog in a impressionistic kind of style. Well, who's the impressionist that you're following? You know, and you know, how are you going to make it different from that person's painting? So take a look at what they did. Take a look at what they did well or what you noticed well. Maybe you highlight that aspect of it. Maybe they, you know, did the musculature or the bone structure of that animal very well. Then utilize that. And then flip the color, flip the texture, flip the size, whatever it is. Throw your little something of yourself in there. Always seek permission too. So if you're going to borrow something from somebody, if they're still living, let them know. Let me say, hey, listen, I was really inspired by how you did this. I'm going to take this aspect of it and transform it into something of my own into this way. You know, is there a problem with that? There are some copyright issues that you want to be aware of. I am not a lawyer, nor do I play one on TV. So make sure that you're seeking the permission. And then when that person takes a look at it, and hopefully they do, hopefully they're open enough and they take a look at it, take their feedback into account. You know, listen to what they have to say about it. And that's going to be probably the best feedback you're going to get, because they had the original idea. You're taking a piece of that idea. So they know where they've got all their stuff from, hopefully. If they're listening to this podcast, they will. Anyhow, embrace especially that feedback and any feedback that you get from, you know, from your audience and from your patrons. But embrace that and incorporate that feedback and use that and borrow that feedback into your next work of art. I can't stress this enough. Be mindful of plagiarism. Don't get into a legal battle with your work, okay? You're going to lose. Even if you win, you're going to lose, because somebody's going to get rich and it ain't going to be you. So make sure that you are being as open and honest as you can about where you get your ideas from. And that, then people can follow that line. And it's okay, because we all know that there's nothing new underneath the sun except for your perspective of it. But make sure that you're helping others find that perspective and understand that perspective. Last thing I want you to be mindful of, stay true to your voice. When I first started podcasting, I erased all ums and all that kind of good stuff. And it took me forever to get it done. And it sounded horrible. Sounded very robotic. Did not sound like me. Now, anytime that people go onto a microphone, they're always like, "Ooh, I hate the sound of my recorded voice." Yeah, I understand it. It's a physical thing. You know, you're hearing your voice for the first time, and it's not resonating in your skull. It's all just going straight in your ear, so it's going to sound different. But that's not necessarily the voice I'm talking about. I'm talking about honor your experience in this world and incorporate that into the work that you're borrowing from somebody else. Make sure that you have your thumbprint on it, your voice print on it, whatever. Make sure that you are represented in that work, because it is your work. If you are not represented in the work, if it's just a copy of somebody else, or if it's just stealing off of somebody else, who cares? If it's a forgery, who cares? You know, that forgery may be a really good forgery and may be worth a lot of money, but it's a forgery and you'll know it. And every time that, somebody talks about it, you'll be reminded of it. Avoid that entirely. Be true to your own voice. Add yourself into it. Okay, so it is that time where go ahead and get ready to shut this podcast down for this week. I do want to let you know that I do have a monthly newsletter that is out there. It's the Create Art Podcast Newsletter. I know, such unique naming things here. But you can find that at timothybryan.substack.com. And you can, you know, it's a monthly newsletter, and I usually expand on ideas bigger for the newsletter. Whereas, you know, the weekly podcast is one idea. The newsletter incorporates a number of ideas and lets you know what I'm doing. Something else that you can do, well, you can definitely reach out to this podcast. I'm at Timothy at createartpodcast.com. And I'd love to hear what you're doing in your neck of the woods. And I also would love to hear what's going to make this a 5-star podcast in your eyes. If it's not already, let me know what's going to take to boost it up a notch. How do you do that? Timothy at createartpodcast.com. And what do you do there? What did you like? What didn't you like? What did you get out of it? What were you expecting? You know, any feedback like that is fantastic. If you just want to say, hey, Tim, this was a great episode and I really enjoyed it, great. Appreciate that. You can send that to me as well. I'm not going to bite you. I'm not going to slap you on the wrist. I promise. If it was a podcast that you think is worthy, go ahead and share it with a friend. I'm not going to bite your fingers off. Definitely share it with a friend and let them know about it. And then that way they can listen in on it. You can find me on all the major social networks. All the links are in the show notes there for you. So make sure that you're pumping that out. Speaking about sharing, I do run another podcast. It's called Find a Podcast About. I know, with these names, Tim, they're so easy. You know what they're about. So you can find Podcast About at findapodcastabout.xyz. And that's where I review other podcasts that I find are very binge worthy. And I share them with you. On occasion, I get the host to pop on and we talk about their journey. So definitely check out that podcast for you, for yourself. And as you know, I've been using the YouTubes for a few episodes here, quite a few episodes here now, and I'm really enjoying it. It's really bringing me closer to you, and that's why I enjoy it. It keeps me honest. So definitely let me know in the comments in YouTube. You know, subscribe to the YouTube channel, but let me know in the comments what you liked about it, what you would like to see more of, what you'd like to see less of. This week, I'm not wearing glasses, so that way the glare isn't, you know, blinding you as you're watching my beautiful mug. So definitely check out the YouTube channel. Let me know again what you like, what you don't like, and share it with your friends. So we're going to go ahead and end this right now. I do want you to go out there and remember, tame your inner critic, create more than you consume, and go out there, make some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you next time.